You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Charlotte Day Wilson with the beautiful track My Way from her new album Cyan Blue. It's her sophomore album. She's just got one of the most remarkable voices. Sounds like no one else, really. Speaking of remarkable voices, our very own Rosetta had a lovely chat with Charlotte about the process of making this album, what it means for her at this point in her career, and how she got here. And we're going to have a listen to that right now. You're on BFM Breakfast.
So your sophomore album, Cyan Blue, comes out on May 3rd. And I'd love to begin by diving a little bit into your songwriting and storytelling. You've got a sound and voice that craft an undeniably romantic and sensual sound, and your lyrics beautifully unpack the complexities of different relationships. Are these themes of romance and sensuality lyrical concepts that just come quite naturally to you, or are they more purposefully kind of crafted to serve a particular sonic vibe?
I think probably the lyrics and the sonic vibe come pretty naturally. I think the cool thing about music is, like, when you start working on something that sounds a certain way, it kind of guides you in the direction of where the theme wants to go. So yeah, you know, if there's a bit of a sensual vibe to where the music is heading, like, you kind of just follow the path of least resistance and, you know, keep going in that direction lyrically.
And it just pairs so perfectly together. I guess we see a lot of that throughout history with, like, that classic R&B sound, as well as jazz and stuff as well.
Totally.
You've collaborated with some huge names: Daniel Caesar, Bad Bad Not Good, Sid, Snow Allegra, to name a few, and now producers Leon Thomas and Jack Rashawn for this album, who are pretty huge in the international R&B space. Could you talk a little bit about collaboration as a reoccurring theme in your music and how this has evolved across your different bodies of work?
I think in the past I would collaborate a little bit more as like an afterthought, or, you know, I would bring people into the process when there was something that I knew was missing that I couldn't quite do myself. And obviously working with other vocalists was usually something that I would kind of bring in at a certain point when I knew, like, oh, like, I have everything done except for this one verse, and I would, you know, love to hear this specific singer on that. But now I'm enjoying collaborating from the ground up and, like, starting ideas with trusted people and working on the full scope of a project from beginning, middle to end with other people. And Jack Rashawn, like you mentioned, is the person who I did that with this project. And it was an amazing experience because I trust him deeply, and he's like a close friend of mine. And we've been working together loosely, not loosely, we've been working together kind of more sporadically since like 2018. And so this was the first time that we just locked in together and decided to do a full project together. And it was truly an amazing experience. And Leon Thomas was another person who, you know, Jack and I talked about, like, oh, there's certain, like, songs that could be fun to bring in songwriters for where we're kind of missing pieces, and or, like, could just be cool to get some different perspectives. And Leon was the first person that came to mind for me because I'd worked with him once before, and he just had a really nice energy and, like, a chill approach to songwriting. Wasn't overthinking anything, and that was my whole approach with this project, was not overthinking.
Interesting, like, bringing people in right from the beginning. And yeah, like you say, it kind of requires quite a strong level of trust. But I suppose with your approach of trying not to dwell on things and just be in the moment, is it quite nice to have another person there to kind of keep things flowing and not get into that overthinking kind of headspace?
Yeah, I think I've realized that it's actually completely necessary. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can achieve that same kind of acceptance and workflow on my own.
So this is only your second album, but you've already achieved some pretty incredible success over the course of your career, from the collaborations listed above to being sampled by Drake and John Mayer and covered by Patti Smith. Reflecting on all of this success, did it make for a somewhat difficult creative process for the new album, with higher stakes perhaps?
It's funny because I think I don't really feel I don't really feel the pressure in the same way that I used to, as much as maybe there might be more pressure or expectations at this point in my career. I think I've grown out of like needing to appease anyone other than myself and the people I make the music with and for, in terms of like, you know, fans. But I used to be more stifled by the pressures of having an audience. Like when you start out making music and you don't really have any pressures and you do it for the sake of like, I create because I have to, because I have these things that I need to say and then they need an outlet. You know, I think a lot of us start out with that kind of free approach to working on music. And as my career did progress a little bit, I started to feel the pressure. And so I would say for my previous projects, I was dealing with that pressure more than I was for this one. I think I've grown out of that, the need to, or like the worries of what will people think.
Do you think it's almost kind of necessary to separate that idea of yourself being an artist with a platform in order to create deeply personal and honest art?
Yeah, I think that's actually like the biggest challenge. And I think why I'm proud of this record is because I was able to kind of suppress those voices, even though they might be there somewhere. Like, I didn't think about that during the process of working on this album.
There's a really interesting mix of tracks on Cyan Blue. We've kind of got stripped back tracks with gospel flavours, and then some samples and tracks reminiscent of that kind of classic 90s R&B sound. Could you talk a little bit about the sonic influences behind the album and the process of tying these all together in a cohesive body of work?
Part of the reason that the album is titled Cyan Blue is, well, not part, a huge reason why it's called Cyan Blue is because I was experiencing like synesthesia with that color palette at this particular phase of working on the project. I started realizing that all of the decisions I was making were informed by this like greeny blue color. And so in terms of like what the influences are sonically, you know, of course I'm always gonna be like an amalgamation of my influences, and I am influenced by such a large range of types of music, and so is Jack. And you know, it was a cool process of just like sharing our influences, sharing playlists, sharing references of like sonic qualities that we liked. But at the end of the day, like really the guiding force for me was this kind of blue green synesthesia that I was experiencing. And so like, you know, the drums had to sound and look blue green, the guitar tone had to look blue green, the lyric, the shape of a word, the like phonetics of how something was kind of rolling off of my tongue, it had to be a blue green. And so as abstract as that is of an answer, that is kind of what I was informed by.
So interesting. I've actually got some blue-green, cyan blue lights going in the studio right now, just to stay on theme.
Perfect.
On that note of sonic influences, I'd love to hear a little bit about the music scene that you've emerged from in Toronto. Do you still feel quite connected to that now? What are we, 6 years on from the release of your debut EP? I know you're playing in the Montreal Jazz Festival coming up in June. How connected do you feel to that scene now?
Honestly, just as connected as I ever was, which I'm super grateful for. You know, I think sometimes musical scenes that have like, you know, close friendships and close working relationships, they can sometimes fizzle out. But I'm, you know, proud to say that I've stayed in close touch with everyone kind of who I came up with in the Toronto music scene, and that like we continue to collaborate all the time. These are still my main collaborators.
Something I really appreciate about the unique kind of journey of the album is those moments of gentle, stripped back tracks that feel very raw and honest in between all the R&B jams. Was that a conscious decision to have a mix of more produced tracks broken up by these kind of lovely warm hugs, like that beautiful cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yeah, I think, you know, while I was working and writing, you just kind of let yourself create what you want to create on any given day. And when you get to a point of trying to like basically decide what songs are actually going to be on the album, you know, Jack and I, we made probably like 30 ideas, you know, and then you kind of like sift it down into the songs that end up on the album. And at the end of the day, we just choose the strongest ones and the ones that we love the most. And, but definitely I always like to have like a, you know, some kind of moments of bereavement on an album, and moments to breathe, moments to like reflect more deeply, and then moments to kind of bring you back up into like a more carefree feeling. As much as, I don't know, maybe I'm not the most carefree artist, but in my version of carefree, there's like songs like Do You Still that are kind of just like a little bit more upbeat and feel good, or bringing it back down to something like New Day or Over the Rainbow, like you said. Yeah, I like having that range.
It makes for a really interesting journey and a super diverse collection of songs, but a really cohesive body of work at the same time. I know you're going on tour throughout the States and across parts of Canada as well. I'm sure everyone here is dying to hear about whether or not you may be coming across to Aotearoa, New Zealand at some point in the future.
I would absolutely love to, and if you tell the airlines to lower the flight prices, you know, I'm there. I want to come though. I do really want to come. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Awesome.
I actually think there might be, potentially a maybe coming that way.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you, and yeah, I can't stress enough how beautiful the album is.
Well, likewise, thank you for this interview. I appreciate you having me.
This is a beautiful interview between Rosetta Stone and Charlotte Day Wilson about Charlotte's new album, Cyan Blue, which is just so lush. Came out on Friday. It's gorgeous. Get into it. It's a warm bath of a record, I would say. We'll pop this interview up in the B-casts after the show if you missed any of it and you want to listen back. The tracks we've been hearing underneath the chat have been My Way, Walk With Me, Dovetail, and This Is Money. And we're going to listen to I Don't Love You Now to send us off from this chat. Thank you very much to Rosetta for all of her excellent mahi on this one. It's not right, it's really no one's winning. It's not right, it's really no one's winning. I don't love you anymore. I don't need you. I don't need you. I need you. And I don't care if you. Sing for you.
the unspoken, the small piece will be when heartbroken. Fucking every night feels, well, I miss you, so cry for you, I still cry for you. I don't love you anymore, I don't need you, I don't need you, I need you. I don't care if you
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.